Welcome to the Big Fresh Choice Literacy Podcast. I'm Ruth Ayers, the editor behind the scenes at the Choice Literacy site. I love our community because we advocate for every teacher as an expert professional in the classroom. We believe students should have a choice and voice in what they read and write. Our podcast highlights the weekly newsletter, including a full article on a timely topic. You'll find the best tools and latest ideas, plus get to know our contributors who are just as funny and smart as you. Most importantly, keep your soul aloft as you empower student choice and voice in your corner of the world. This week's lead essay is from contributor Tara Barnett and is a timely essay with a strong metaphor about setting our priorities. Juggling by Tara Barnett. When my to-do list moved onto a second page, and when I looked at my desk, I was seeing more yellow sticky notes than actual desktop, I knew that I was beginning to feel overwhelmed. Perhaps more accurately, I was already overwhelmed. So when I came across a metaphor for prioritizing responsibilities, it felt like it was speaking directly to me. The basic gist is to think about all the responsibilities in my life as plastic or glass balls. When I toss these balls up in the air, I may be able to keep them all going for a short time, but it isn't sustainable. After a time, I will inevitably drop some of the balls. The question is, which balls are plastic and which are glass? The former are the balls I can let fall, knowing that I can pick them up again when I'm ready, maybe with a little help. The latter are the ones that need to be handled with greater care and attention. If they fall, there's a good possibility that they will be irreparably damaged. I've been thinking about the plastic balls and glass balls in my life, and more specifically, the plastic balls and glass balls that I juggle in my life as an educator. Even in a perfect year, juggling everything can be challenging, but in years with pandemics and elections, it's impossible to keep all of the balls up in the air. Which ones can I let fall for now? Here are a few of my plastic balls. Grading assignments right away. I don't need to stay up late and grade a paper or, for that matter, grade everything I give. I'm still working on letting this ball drop, but I know that even when there isn't a grade, learning is still happening. Bulletin boards. This one is definitely plastic. Bulletin boards don't need to be perfect, and they should be representative of the people in my room, not a testament to my own creativity. Here are some of my glass balls. Building community. This needs my care and attention right from the start. There is no learning happening if my kids don't feel accepted and valued. My own mental and physical health. It's easy to let this one fall, but don't do it. We are no use to anyone, our students, our families, or ourselves, if we're not caring for our own health. I try my best to run or hike every day to take care of both of these. Making this quick list helped me get better at living out Ralph Emerson's words, which I see above my classroom door as I leave each day. Finish each day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Tomorrow is a new day. Tara Barnett and her colleague, Kate Mills, are longtime contributors to Choice Literacy. They met while co-teaching a fourth grade class and experienced the powerful effects of professional collaboration on both themselves and the students in the classroom. Tara is now a middle school literacy teacher, and Kate is a K-5 literacy coach. Though they're no longer in the classroom together, they still depend on each other for professional reflection and growth, and meet up for weekly runs. You can find them on Twitter at Tara and Kate. Our articles and videos feature full-time teachers and literacy leaders who spend every day in classrooms. Classic classroom content is updated continuously with 4 to 6 new features published each week. This week's theme is digital reading. In online routines to create energetic reading communities, Melissa Quimby shares ways she has adapted routines to build a reading community remotely. We are so excited about Melissa joining our team of contributors. She is a fourth grade teacher and has strong and pure beliefs as a workshop teacher. Find her on Twitter. In Digital Reading Strategies, Mandy Robeck reflects on her identity as a digital and print reader and offers strategies to support students reading digital texts. Mandy is a teacher in Central Ohio and a longtime contributor to Choice Literacy. I love seeing the evolution of contributors as they develop the art of teaching. This article is timely because Mandy's second graders are accessing more and more digital text. In this week's video, Christy Rush Levine confers with Adriana over her response to Pretty Little Liars, considering differences between the television show and the book. In an encore video, Katie Beto Reed works with Mike, an eighth grader who is using an ebook reader for the first time. Our contributors are listening and looking hard for those spontaneous teachable moments when they can move a child forward as a reader and writer. Each week, we offer free articles to empower all educators to do the same. Big news! Soon you will find new instant access courses at Choice Literacy. We are excited to share articles, videos, and brand new keynote presentations, all delivered as a virtual professional learning experience. All courses will be included with a Literacy Leader membership, and select courses will be free for Classic Classroom members. Courses are available to purchase for everyone else. Coaching Tools Digital Books is one of a series of articles Claire Landrigan and Tammy Mulligan wrote to share the tools they use as coaches. This part of the article made me think about new doors digital books may open for coaches. Claire and Tammy write, "Instead of lugging around a bag of books, we now purchase one copy of the book on our iPad so that it is with us forever. Digital copies are typically cheaper than hard copies, so this also saves a little money. Having books on the iPad has opened up many possibilities, and we love that so many titles are just a tap of a finger away. Now when we co-plan lessons, we can have many more text choices to share with teachers. The books on the iPad sit alongside the books the teacher has in her classroom, and our choices of texts have expanded significantly. If a teacher wants to use a text on the iPad, we can order a copy from the library or simply use the iPad to teach the lesson. When we first tried reading a digital text aloud to a classroom of students, we were worried. Would students be able to see the text? Would the iPad be a distraction? But of course, all of our worries were for naught. If the teacher has a document camera, we simply place the text under the camera and students see an enlarged version. If there isn't a document camera, we read the text just like we would read a picture book. And as for engagement, no worries on that front. As soon as that iPad appears, students quickly gather round." In the article, Claire and Tammy offer other benefits of using digital books as coaches. You can read it for free. On her blog, Pernille Rip generously outlines the way she implemented virtual book clubs with her middle school students. On the Teachers Books Readers blog, Gwen Blumberg wrote a post called Choice Still Matters and shares how to offer reading choices with digital text platforms and creative ways to still get books in the hands of young readers during the global pandemic. Although a short read, this post is packed full of practical advice. In the article, Shared Reading in the Digital Age, Sherry Frost finds that shared reading routines are easier to implement with digital books. Sherry's article addresses the issues of time and materials when it comes to shared reading. Sherry writes, "Technology to the rescue. Digital books have made it possible to conduct shared reading lessons in your classroom without any of the concerns about cost, size, and durability that apply to big books. Digital children's books are relatively inexpensive. Their average price is under $10, and some of them can even be obtained for less than $5. Since they are digital, they don't rip or tear, so you can have the children read and reread them with no fear of damage. Digital books can be the foundation for a great literacy center. Storage is no problem. Stash them on your hard drive or in the cloud. I've even transported digital books to classrooms on my phone. Use your smart board or your laptop and projector to display a 5-foot image of a page in your shared reading text. Read Sherry's article for free if you are feeling a time squeeze for shared reading and would like some ideas on how to make it happen in your classroom with digital books." Our Leaders Lounge is dedicated to literacy coaches and school leaders. Our contributors share their best advice for working one-on-one with teachers in coaching cycles, hosting professional development sessions, and designing demonstration lessons and study groups. Our Literacy Leader members will find 2 to 4 new features each week. This week in Leaders Need Coaches 2, Matt Renwick explains why literacy leaders need coaches and how they are helpful. In this coaching minute, Kathy Meir talks with Andrea, a literacy coach and reading specialist, about the importance of common language during debrief sessions when talking about reading. Have you accessed our PD2Go resources? If you plan professional learning, then PD2Go is just the jumpstart you need to make planning for a session a breeze. We do the legwork of connecting timely content and organizing the agenda, as well as creating a slide deck for you to quickly pull together everything you need to lead a professional learning session. You will also find a template to help deliver PD2Go remotely. This week, we share a new PD2Go about digital reading strategies. As we encounter more digital text, we must consider the reading strategies needed to understand them. In this session, participants will reflect on their own reading lives and identities as digital readers and learn practical ways to support students as they read digital texts. Choice Literacy is a proudly independent community. We are not associated with any commercial publisher. We don't recommend packaged or scripted programs. Our contributors write for educators just like themselves, who are figuring things out by listening to students and reflecting on each day. Thanks for joining me for the Big Fresh Choice Literacy Podcast. I'm Ruth Ayers, the editor of the Choice Literacy site. Next week's theme is Fresh Starts. You can find links to all of the articles discussed in the show notes, or sign up for the Big Fresh newsletter so you can have the links delivered directly to your inbox. Keep offering choice and voice to students in what they read and write. And don't forget to keep your soul aloft. Shine on, everyone.